there was a time when I didn't know about life. I knew God. I knew some of his word, but I didn't know how to take that word and live it out and walk it out and pray it out. And I thank God for a revelation that I no longer walk in darkness, but I now walk in the marvelous light. And the word says, once you see the light, you walk therein. That's what the words say. Brother Copeland said, people have been talking ever since this happened. Because part of our dimension is the way God planned for us to perpetuate his blessing on this planet. Perpetuate means to keep alive, keep going, or maintain. We're supposed to use his word to dominate everything on this earth. Do you see, do you hear what power we have to dominate? You know, when I read that, I began to see, okay, Lord, are you telling me in the garden that bear and that tiger was supposed to be tamed? Can you see Adam walking up to him and said, be still? You know, that is the nature of those animals. But in the Garden of Eden, we was going to have control. We was going to have control. Okay, he says, so his will can be done in the kingdom of heaven. He said, well, someone might say, which I know they will, may have been God's original plan, but the devil, Adam, messed it up. So he's saying that some people are going to say, well, he handed that over to the devil. So that's all up for us. We can forget it. No, no, no. It says he did not hand his authority over to the devil. So words just don't work the same way anymore. That's what a person might say. And Kenneth Copeland said, yes, they do. This is still a word created. Word operated system. God set it up that way, and there's nothing the devil can do about it. Whoo, glory. You remember the story in the Old Testament where Balaam and Balak, Balak kept wanting Balaam to curse Israel, and he just kept on and on. I would have got tired of that man, but he just kept on. But Balaam finally told him, who God has blessed, I can't curse him. Who God has blessed, that's you. That's me. So because he has blessed us, why are we running around letting Satan curse us? He has no dimension. He has no power. I tell people the devil has power, but it's only if you give it to him. And we know as believers, as a child of the King, our Redeemer lives, we know that we don't have to even be bothered with Satan. When he will pop up. That's his job. He's been given a job to torment us, to keep us from our blessings, but he can't. He can't do it. It's only if we allow him to. It's only if we allow him to. Don't give him no room. Don't raise the window not one millimeter inch, because he is a, as a one preacher was preaching the other Sunday, he said, there are snakes in the grass. So he will slither under whatever room you give him. And sometimes we give ourselves death because of our tongue. Where is it? Proverbs 18:21, I believe. 18. Let's read that right quick. 18:21. I didn't mark it. That's not it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. The tongue has the power of life and death. And those who love it will eat its fruit. We are products of what we speak. If we talk about I don't have no money. We'll never have money. Be careful of what you speak on yourself. Because when Jesus went to the cross and he went in the grave and he was buried and he went to hell and he come back, he got up. And when he got up with all power in his hand. And he took us back to heaven. He took us back to heaven, and he now sits at the right hand of the Father. And when he went on the other side of the cross, he took everything that wasn't good for you, that wasn't good for me, he took it and he left it in hell. Because the creator of that mess, that's where it belonged, in hell with the adversary. Hallelujah. It says that the reason he showed up in the garden, he was determined to get Adam to commit spiritual treason. He knew if he could separate mankind from God, he could hijack their authority. Oh, but he wasn't smart enough. He wasn't smart enough. Because as I kept reading this, I began to see where he says that what the devil did not know in the garden, however, was that God, and he put in parentheses, that God, as always, was way ahead of him. Before the foundation of the world, he had already designed a plan. Glory, glory for mankind's redemption. Ooh, the God of all knowing, he knew what Adam and what Eve was going to do. And he had already made plans for our redemption because he loved us so. Oh, I know he was thinking, this is such a marvelous, marvelous creation that I have made. And the adversary, the enemy, sneaked in and he messed things up. But God already knew who he was going to find. He searched. He looked. He said it was a man that messed up. And it's going to have to be a man to redeem us. It's going to have to be a man to redeem us. He said it was a plan that would unfold from first to last by the power of his words.